I swear to God I was being humble, and they said I was being arrogant. Okay. Spoke on my name so you know I'm a body. You won't say your name cause you know who I'm talking to. Started this shit while I'm bringing the sequel. Rapers on phone, now he yelling on me till you walking on. I just can't wait till I see you. Fuck all the fake shit you talking about. Followers till niggas follow you. Pop at your top, now you popping, you viral. We popping, you viral. This nigga doing the most for attention. Gang fuck this bitch, now he all in his feelings. He was a fan, put him up in the ceiling. You just a little angry, I'm really a menace. Been off the porch, I was born in the 80s. I want your stereo, I want your datings. And I take a double burger with cheese. I pull up that yapper, you know I'm a squeeze. I'm sending the pain that these niggas are maiming at niggas. You know I ain't playing with niggas. Coming out acting like let's get it back, and they screaming no cane, no cane is litty. This nigga told me to leave him alone. No, tell me you sorry, go tell it to God. Can't let it go, I love and cherish a grudge. Can't let it go, I love and cherish a grudge. Really a psycho, don't think that you get it. Flip it, it's a real rum, it's a relic. Until he dead, I won't dead it. No, until he dead, I can dead it. This nigga's a market, we know that he bluffing. Blow his shit right in front of his buzzes. This nigga's a market, we know that he bluffing. Blow his shit right in front of his buzzes. Blow his shit right in front of his buzzes. Then I do my little murder dance cause I blow his shit right in front of his buzzes. Blow his shit right in front of his buzzes. Then I do my little murder dance cause I blow his shit right in front of his buzzes.
Oh my God, Cardio.
You block me, you unblock me. Accusing me of cheating when you know that you be cheating right back. Toxic. 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 You toxic. All we do is tie up and make up. I said, all we do is break up and make up. Soon as I fuck, she gon' be right back. I said, as soon as we met, we like go best friend. Go best friend. Soon as I fuck, she gon' be right back. I said as soon as we know, we like go best friend. That's my best friend. But if you wanna leave, you can go right back. You wanna leave, you can go. If you wanna leave, you can go right back. Hey, why you keep leaving me when every time you leave, you keep coming right back? You toxic. Why you keep accusing me of cheating when you know that you be cheating right back? Toxic. 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 You toxic. Toxic. You block me. You unblock me. You block me. You unblock. What are you gonna do? Why you keep leaving me when every time you leave, you keep coming right back? Toxic. You toxic.
Welcome to the Neo Money Podcast. It is your host with the most controversy, the host with the most motherfucking game, and your, oh, hold on, drum roll, and my motherfucking co-host, please say it, just say again. And you ain't gotta say shit else. She's like, That means I'm eating. See? We gonna get this shit right. We were having a conversation. I had to bring y'all into my world. Hold on, I'm about to take a shot of Don Hugo. See a shot, take a shot. She took a shot of honey mustard and Bojangles chicken. But we in there. Alright, so boom, right? Dramatic versus, what did I say, passionate? So I'm passionate and you're dramatic, right? The reason why I'm passionate and you're dramatic is because I'm, like, dramatic because I'm passionate about what the fuck is really going on. So that makes me passionate. However, you, on the other hand, are dramatic because you will cause a whole scene over some shit that you don't even give a fuck about. That's dramatic. Passion is when it means something, so you something happens. You feel me? But you be being dramatic. You will fucking cause a scene about something you don't even give a fuck about. That is dramatic. That's the difference between passion and dramatic. Succeed, right? Because this shit get deep, right? So, y'all, what's...
I think you're wrong.
You think I'm wrong? First of all, hold on, time out. You not finna just come in without saying the fucking line, because it's been quite a while. So what I said was, yo, welcome to the fucking... Shit. Okay, hold on. Yo, welcome to the New Money Podcast. It's your host of the month. Controversy, Cardio Rich, and my motherfucking co-host. Boom, 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 boom. So you disagree. Continue.
I do.
Let's talk about it.
It's situations that make you dramatic and that make you
right. That's the same fucking shit I just said.
The situation we were talking about earlier, you were being dramatic.
Oh, when I said go to war with everybody?
You're being dramatic.
That's not being dramatic. That's passionate. Meaning, I'm not going to lose. It don't matter who the other side is. It don't matter who the op is. I gotta win. That's not dramatic. That is passionate. You ever seen The Passion of Christ? I haven't. I haven't, but somebody know what the fuck I was trying to say with that.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying is, there's only one number one fucking spot.
Why can't there just be multiple number
ones? Like, ain't no fucking multiple number ones. It's impossible.
What I'm saying is, like, there's different pyramids. Like, everybody can have their own pyramid. Why does they always have to be just number one? Like, why can't everybody just be who they are on their own level and be on your own pyramid?
That would be beautiful, but I tried that, and look at what happened to me. Be real. I've been a dyke bitch for a lot of years because I just wanted to be myself. I started dressing like this when I wasn't even gay yet. I keep telling y'all. The way I dress has nothing to do with my sexuality, but that'll call motherfuckers, stop a motherfucker from calling me a dyke bitch.
Understandable. But I'm just saying, earlier in the conversation, dramatic and passionate are just two different things.
That's what I said. How the fuck you gonna take my point and make it your point? That's what started the conversation.
Wow.
That was my point.
Wow.
I said that to you, and it became a debate, so you can say it back to me. You know what?
Okay.
Everything is your idea.
No, everything is not my idea. Everything is not my idea. Everything...
It's
not anybody's idea. The idea is
Laura Hill said everything is.
I'm a 90s baby, but yeah, shout out to Laura
Hill. I was born in 88, so I'm not that far behind. You know what I mean? It's like 2 years before the 90s. Hey, listen, man. I don't give a fuck. 88 was like the last of like I'm the last of a dying breed. I am a they don't sell this cloth anymore. They don't. What the fuck? What is that? You wanna go?
No, I do not.
Nah, cause somebody fell off one of them roller coasters.
Oh my
God. Yeah, that part. I went. I rode the motherfuckers though right before somebody fell off, so I'm glad it wasn't. I don't know. So. Oh, no. I don't think I'm speeding. I hope not. And if I am, I'm about to speed the fuck off. Here we go. Listen, man.
Wow.
You know what I realized? I haven't been giving the podcast my real self. Like, I really was trying to be professional. Like, I was really trying to be the good guy. Like, I really was. I got one body this year. One and a half. One and a half, but that one don't count. One. Yeah, it's all good. Ain't nobody you think about. You wanna know what's crazy? Can we have another conversation? No, but it's not your business. But I'm a business. But so, damn, I had a question, but I forgot it. You got a question for me?
No.
Okay, so, shit. Guess I'm gonna do like a quick talk of the town. I got fucking Naj coming tomorrow on the podcast. Naj. Excuse me, let me say this correct. Allegedly, even though there's video, though. Allegedly, Nas beat up E.T. Stop Sending Your Baddies. I know you don't watch that. You do? You watch that? I'm not, know this.
Yeah.
For real? Mm-hmm. Who your favorite Stop Sending Your Baddies? Don't lie, Nas.
I know.
You've never watched it. Stop fucking
lying. No, I've seen it on Instagram. Oh, pulling hair and messing up 30 inches. That's childish.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
It's childish overall. That's not my character.
That's why you in the car. You on the podcast too, but that's why. Woo! Listen, I've been drinking, y'all. I'm like holding back, but I don't want to hold back. But I'm holding back, but I don't want to hold back. But it's been some shit going on, man. It's been a lot of fucking shit going on. I got motherfuckers dissing me in lives, all kind of weird shit. You know, it's just been a lot going on since I haven't been fucking with you guys like that. Just been sitting back, minding my business. Just chill. Bitch. Where did respect go? Where did it go? Alright, so y'all, this is like a little bonus clip, Neo Money Podcast. I just had to get that shit off my chest. We trying to figure out the difference between passion and being dramatic. Like, what's a dramatic example?
Well, since you're a Pisces, a dramatic
example. Oh, you're gonna use me. That'll work. Oh, wait, you finna put me on the spot. Yeah, drop tea. Spill tea. No, give him one of the good ones. Look, you remember when I was riding on the windshield when you tried to drive off in the car? Do you remember when, in Orlando?
That wasn't even where I was going.
That was dramatic.
Oh.
That was dramatic.
Honestly, that was fucking dramatic.
That's probably not the most dramatic shit I've done, but.
Definitely not. So that's what I'm saying. That's not where I was going. Like, stop. Come on.
What's the most dramatic thing you've ever seen from any of my dates?
Well,
which one was I at the time?
We were definitely in LA.
Okay.
And
nah.
It's actually two of them in LA.
Okay.
I was actually gonna put me on the spot.
Okay. Oh, downtown?
Yes, but I threw your phone.
No, fuck you. That was in fucking By the fucking Red Club. We was in the valley in Van Nuys.
Yeah, by the Red. No, Club Sin. Yeah.
Sin.
Club Sin.
You threw my fucking phone over the fucking...
Yep, I sure did. You pissed me off.
So was that passion? Or were you being...
I was being dramatic. It was daylight. I could have got arrested. I was being dramatic. But you pissed me off.
So, but that's passion. It was passion driven.
No, we're not going to lie to the people. That was dramatic.
But you got to be a fucking psycho to take my phone. Psycho. You got to be a fucking psycho to throw my phone the way you threw my phone, though.
How did I? Okay.
Blood, you...
Okay.
Bro. I meant to say bro. Baby.
No, bro.
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 Baby. So, you threw my fucking phone over the fucking gate into over a fucking wire.
Okay, listen. I did. Like, okay.
And you hit me with the and what, nigga? Whoa!
Okay, that was a time in my life where I was dramatic, and
we grew up.
I'm not gonna deny it because I did it. So all I can say is I've grown from that.
We had a pretty wild relationship in our younger days.
Oh my god!
You remember? Can I just throw the dagger? You remember when we fucked on IG Live? I know you, like, bougie bitch now and all of that.
Wow.
But do you remember?
Bougie bitch.
I made you that way.
Wow.
You were far from bougie when I met you, beloved.
No comment.
You was bougie when I met you?
No.
You was bougie
I was
when
I'm still myself now. I'm not even bougie now. That's why I'm like, wow. How am I bougie?
You are bougie.
How?
What's wrong with being bougie? I'm bougie as fuck.
I mean, I didn't say there was
anything. My bitch is bad
wrong.
And bougie. Sticking to the, I don't know what he said right there, but you know the fuck is wrong.
That's not what I was referencing to. What I was asking was.
You're just a Scorpio, so you have to disagree. I respect it.
Wow. See? Dramatic.
Did you take that offensive?
I did, because I was not.
I wasn't coming for you, though. I was just describing a
But
part
I was
of your
really,
character.
Like, trying to explain myself.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. That's that New York shit. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, always.
Well, the New Yorkers and country girls, don't we mesh well?
Yeah,
I talk shit, you cook. Bitch, shut the fuck up, man. Girl, all that weird ass shit.
The world
fuck
don't,
you talking about?
Don't need to know I cook. Like,
no, because you're not cooking. Who the fuck else are you cooking for?
The world don't need to know that I cook, period.
Baby, the world watched us fuck on IG Live. This is what I'm saying.
Wait,
you be like, no, because I'm just saying, no, because it's these fucking alter egos. I got them too. I get it.
I'm not even having an alter ego moment. I was really trying to
explain yourself.
The question in my head is, how am I bougie? Because you're saying I'm bougie, and I'm trying to figure out how.
It's not a bad thing. You have elevated. Can I be real? Since you've been with me, you're an expensive ass bitch now. Let's be real. Are you not? Have you not gotten more? Is your bitch, you telling me the tab, the bill on kills ain't go up from Naomi J? The bill ain't higher? Eyebrows, nails, hair, wig glue, lashes.
So.
Smell good. Jewels, accessories, aesthetics, Instagram filters.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not dissing you, calling you an expensive bitch.
I'm not saying you're dissing me, but...
You've elevated. That's a compliment.
But why do you... I don't know, like...
Why do I have to say it?
The way... It's not the way... It's not you saying it. It's the... It's
I'm
how
too
you're
aggressive.
Wording it. How you're putting your...
You sure it's not how you're interpreting it?
No, I don't think it... Because, honestly, I feel like when you do say it to other people, other people's... kind of take it the same way I take it. It's like, well, damn, like...
I mean... Can I be frank?
Cause honestly,
I love all of y'all dearly, but y'all be being pussy sometimes. And sometimes we just gotta be real with each other.
Okay, so if that's the... Okay, so boom. If we gonna go there, so then that's
I want my friends to be real with me.
So then that's when the truth comes out. Yes, like depression, anxiety, trauma from childhood, trauma from teen, trauma from everything. Like, okay, so like... You wanted to push me so far, and I'm just like, I'm chill.
No, and I'm
still
okay.
Chill now. That, like, even the older I get.
No, but that's perfect.
But
that's perfect. Maybe not for Star Cavalli, but for Cardiel, yes, that's great. That's amazing. See, we gotta stop mixing who I was then with who I am now and who you were then and who you are now. Because
but
when I talk about who you were back then,
you just brought up who
it's good memories,
that.
Though.
It's good memories, but...
Are you ashamed?
No, I'm not ashamed, but... It's just like, wow.
I've come so far, I don't want to look back there.
This is like... I don't know how to explain. Like, in certain situations, like...
It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. I look at the good. I think you'd be looking at...
Was it not working? Why did I...
Fuck yes!
Like, maybe I should have just went the straight route.
And did what?
I mean, but that's just me. Like, that's just who I am as a person.
That's
I mean,
but that's a Scorpio thing, beloved. That's why I be trying to help you.
That
no.
Really
it really is.
That's a
Scorpios
that's
find
a,
something wrong with everything, beloved. And
no,
that's scientific
whoa,
fact. That's
whoa.
Scientific fact. We're talking astrology.
That is not.
You got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Pull up Scorpio.
Wow. Do I have an iPhone?
Duh. That was a rhetorical question.
Wow.
However, come on, smarty pants. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Get the fucking phone, please. Respectfully. And look up Scorpio characteristics. And it's going to tell you, y'all can find something negative in everything. Sometimes when I talk about our memories, I'm talking about the fun in it. Yeah, we went through shit, but the fun part,
you're wrong.
I don't take away from that.
You're wrong.
How am I wrong? That's
because
one article, bro. That's one source.
No, you're wrong. The term is brave, loyal, honest, ambitious, jealous, correct, secretive, correct, and resentful, correct. Honestly.
So, we said it differently, but I'm not wrong. We just communicate differently. Can we agree to disagree that
yes, we do
a lot of the time we take things the wrong way because we communicate differently? Like, I'm a city girl. You're a country girl. You don't think there's a
why do you... Okay, first of all,
I'm not coming for you, nigga.
I'm not a country girl.
Listen. I'm speaking on the aspect of the... Listen, bro.
Originally...
There's farms this year, bro.
It don't matter. I'm still from a city, from...
No,
the
I get
state.
That. And I'm not
so
saying that you're...
Like,
you're listen, when
still
I say...
It's a city and a state. So what I'm saying is your city is still in a state.
Okay.
Just because it's New York and I'm North Carolina doesn't mean anything.
I never said that it didn't, and I'm not trying to belittle you, and I'm sure there's New Yorkers who came here and said, North Carolina ain't shit, because I'm from motherfucking New York. That's what New Yorkers do. But you got to understand, I lived in L.A. I lived in Miami, so I'm not just New York. I'm not just a New York's the best. And yeah, I was born there, but I've lived in other places. So I carry myself a little bit differently. However, New Yorkers, we do have the mentality of I'm number one, I'm the motherfucking best, there ain't nothing better than me, period. So wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing, that's the fucking best. Like right now, you know what I think is lit? Charlotte. Why? Because me. No disrespect, but you left. I'm here. No disrespect. No disrespect. You was born here. You was born here. But what I'm saying is, Charlotte lit. No disrespect to you Charlatans, because y'all don't like me no fucking way. But it, whatever. So, Charlotte lit, because I'm fucking lit. Like, no disrespect, but did baddie self come? Was anybody, like, putting, and no disrespect, the people from Charlotte have not made that major step to really put Charlotte on the map outside of the baby. And the baby, barely, you know he's from here because he's the baby. He's a big fucking figure and he's from here. But even the baby, nobody is putting that stamp that, nigga, Charlotte lit. Bitch, we lit. I came out here. And I'm just saying that because I'm here, bitch. How can Charlotte not be lit? And I'm in this motherfucker. That's the New York mentality. They don't really teach that out here. You don't really pick that. Like a lot of people are hospitable. You know, I'm trying to use proper words. I am humble. I'm humbly lit. I am humbly lit. I am humbly lit. No. Bro, I don't have to chill, and y'all don't have to turn up. We just have to accept the fact that we have differences, and that's okay.
No, that is true. That is very true.
I shouldn't expect for you to be as turnt as I'm turnt. You shouldn't expect for me to be as calm as your calm. But I like your calm. You like my turnt. We mix. That's how that fucking works. And then you be mad because you like me. Like, I don't even understand why it, like, why is it so hard to like me? Like, not, because it's not hard to like me. No disrespect. Excuse my cocky. But I am very easy to fucking like. I am quite charming. And I have a lot of compliments that I mean truly from the heart. Because I really love women. I really do. And I love you the most. So, bring it back here. Please. Flip your hair. One time. So I know you with me. Thank you. Thank you. And you did the extra flip. Respect. So, like, what hurts about liking me? Like, what's the bad thing about liking me? Oh, is that a better way to phrase the question? I'm learning how to ask these questions. This is like a learn as you go kind of thing. I'm learning on the job. The king of controversy is learning on the job. Continue. I'm going to start this by saying no disrespect to anybody in Charlotte, but whatever. So, what I'm saying is, Charlotte is a beautiful city. It has created some beautiful people. No, y'all really got some stars in this fucking place. No cap. It's the mindset, though. I know, fuck all that. The mindset is get a job, good credit, apartment, and that's what, if you do that, you're Grand Charlotte Samaritan. That's what makes you great in Charlotte. But when y'all go to the other cities, we don't give a fuck about your job. And we don't give a fuck about your apartment. Bitch, what's popping about you? So Charlotte just needs that, bitch, I'm popping because I'm popping in it. Like, somebody got to say, fuck saying I'm going to make it out of Charlotte. Nigga, I'm going to make Charlotte where they want to come to. Miami wasn't always Miami. LA wasn't always LA. New York wasn't always New York. Was always New York. But you know what I'm saying. You got your bag. You ain't paying me no attention. But it's cool. Hey. Hey. No offense here. None taken. But yeah. Charlotte is fucking dope. It just. And it's not y'all fault. It's really our parents. Because they have this all you got to do to be a good person is get a job and have some credit. And you're great. You're a fucking stand-up civilian. But then when you get to other places and motherfuckers want to be millionaires, what mommy told you ain't always good enough.
You know what's better than money?
Love. I love you. This is better than any money I've ever made in my life. Just being here with you right now.
Do you know what's really better than money?
Love really wasn't the answer.
No.
That's my answer.
Okay, but that really wasn't the answer. Credit.
No, absolutely.
So what's wrong with having
credit? I didn't say there's anything wrong with having
so
credit.
So what is wrong living?
No, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
So why are you so aggressively...
I want more. I always want more. I'm always going to want more. And it ain't... It's... For me, I want the best for myself.
Okay.
I want to be the greatest that I can be. I want to float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I don't want to be regular.
What's regular to you? Yes.
Oh, you've been dying to have this conversation.
What's regular to you? What's regular to you?
Living by the standard. Have a good job. Have a nice car.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just... basic. It's what everybody does. I want to be extraordinary. I want to say, I've been to Rome. I've been to Paris. I've been to Pompeii. I've been to London.
Ordinary people say that too. A lot of people have been.
I'm not saying they haven't, but baby, I'm a grandiose narcissist. I only think about me. I'm not worried about them. I'm not thinking about them. I'm thinking about me.
Okay.
Respectfully, me and mine. If you're mine, you're connected with the me. So you get the benefits of my selfishness. Aha, right?
Yeah.
Because if I'm selfish as fuck, and I want to make sure I'm on top, anybody who's with me is going to be weird. At the top. Because you're with me. Because that's where we at. That's what we doing.
I'm still simple.
I like that, though. That's why I'm attracted to you. Let's keep it a beam. When Self-Made came on the podcast and we were talking about you.
I love you, Self-Made.
Yeah, we love you, Self-Made. Yeah, she told me y'all was having y'all little private conversation.
Why are you worried about it? Why are you, don't do
out
that.
Out of pocket, son.
Don't,
out of pocket.
We not going to do that.
We don't live that life no more.
What? I'm going to wait till she can get back on. We'll talk about that. I'm not
gonna
do that.
I will go get Jay right fucking now.
Why you? So man.
Yeah.
Lord have
okay.
Mercy.
So when we was talking, I told her about when Lisa blacked my eye, right?
Oh, what'd
she say? We was just laughing because it's funny. You know that shit was funny. Why I can't go with the pretty bitches? Why I can't be with
that
the pretty
shit
bitches?
Wasn't funny.
You with the pretty bitches though.
That shit wasn't
funny. Yeah, when she sucker punched me?
No, I couldn't hit her.
No, that wasn't funny. No, it wasn't funny.
Okay.
Because
so.
I couldn't either.
Like.
But.
I'm not
let's get that. So. Okay. Basically, when Shorty was like tweaking out on me on the fucking podcast about Self-Made and shit. I'm going to make this third quick. So.
Okay.
I know. So, that nigga, respect me. So, she was like, oh, let's be respectful to the bitches that you fucking with, the bitches that you've been trying to fuck with ain't even the type of bitches that you fuck with, like you fuck with top-notch, prime-time bitches, whoop, whoop, and I'm like, yeah. So then I'm like, Chloe. She was like, nah, but like, even me and Chloe, we're kind of basic. But I was explaining to her, that's why I fuck with y'all. Because
yeah,
I like real people.
I
don't,
yeah.
No, like, she wasn't dissing you. She was
no,
saying,
I,
like,
no, I'm not
y'all
saying
are,
she was.
Like,
no, I'm saying
you
I
like
agree
being,
with her.
You like to be simple.
Yeah.
But that's what I like because I'm grandiose. That's where you find balance. I can't have a grandiose bitch, and I'm a grandiose nigga. I don't want to be like these new age couples where you and your nigga are fighting for mirror time. Like, that's weird.
What's weird?
You know, like, when we getting ready for the club, like, their niggas in there putting makeup on while they putting makeup on. Like, that's too grandiose. No. I like to be.
I mean, what's wrong with a double C mirror?
No, we does that. I mean, come on. On the counter for hours and hours, whatever. Anyways,
that's
what I be thinking about.
Wow.
The fuck? Scorpio, you can think about some other shit. I be thinking about the happy shit.
I'm thinking
shit.
About this Bojangles.
That too. Shout out to Bojangles. So anyway. So, yeah, like, but no, that's what I was explaining to her. Like, realistically, a motherfucker can say what they want about Chloe if she's basic, if she's not, like, but I didn't pick her because I wanted the baddest bitch. Respectfully, I've had the baddest bitches, and them bitches are lazy, broke, dumb, and dirty. Keeping it a fiend. I prefer a bitch from the ground, from the gutter, somebody who is still humble. Why? Because you can balance me out. I can balance you out. I can bring you up. You can bring me. We could be, you know, here with the shit. Me and a grandiose bitch, it just wouldn't work because it's just too much. But I'd be like, hey, babe, I'm hungry. I want to go to Paris. And you'd be like, well, I don't care what we eat. And I'm like, okay, well, they got triscuits in Paris. I don't know. It's like some little simple bagel shit. But you get where I'm coming.
No, yeah, I get where I was just asking, like,
I think I might even say it wrong.
I mean, even though it's still a dish.
But what I'm saying is, me being grandiose and you being simple, it makes it easy for me to do any and everything that I want to do. Because if I say, hey, yo, shorty, I want to do this, you're going to say, I don't care. I just want to be with you. That works. But if I'm with a grandiose bitch, I'm going to say, oh, I want to go to Maggiano's. And she's going to say, oh, well, I don't want to go to Maggiano's. I want to go to Papa Do's. Like, bitch, I don't want to argue, but it's the same shit. It's fucking expensive-ass, nasty-ass fucking food. It's the same motherfucking shit, but I got to argue with you.
But maybe,
because
maybe the location
she want to go
cheap,
where
it's nice, expensive food. Maybe it's not nasty.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, a grandiose, no, because a grandiose bitch is a bitch that's looking for attention. I like you because you don't seek attention. I seek attention. I'm grandiose. Yes, I seek attention as fuck. And I'm good at it. Because y'all be paying attention like a motherfucker. Y'all paying attention right the fuck now.
You know, somebody told me that when I walk in the room, my presence is loud. But I don't
exactly.
Know, I don't know how I feel
because
about
you, because you a boss-ass bitch. So, what I'm saying is,
why we gotta say bitch? I can't even say boss.
I just like the word bitch, but you a boss lady, too. You my boss-ass bitch. Respectfully. Say what? You could be your own boss ass bitch, but you're my
I'm
boss ass
bitch
too.
I don't like the word bitch anymore, is what I'm saying.
You don't look a lot anymore, and I respect your role.
Thank you.
But I be saying bitch though.
I mean, I'm not trying to change who you are. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
Don't take it offensive now because you're on some new shit though. That's
no,
what I'm
not
saying.
Taking it offensive, but I'm just saying, like, I don't say bitch no more.
Like, I respect that. You used to love being my bitch. People change. I get it. People change. I just gave you your flowers. What do you want from me? My nigga, you can't erase me from your past. Especially when we keep being in each other's presence. Respectfully. I love you dearly, though. You can come and go as you please. Like you've been doing. I love you.
What?
I love you. I love you. You ain't understand that? I love you. No? You don't even love me back or nothing? God damn. You have changed. This suck-ass nigga gonna try to get me on all this suck-ass love shit. Now you understand the language? You asked this lover boy of me. Did you not? You were the first and the only to receive. Because you know what everybody else
no,
got.
You know that's
it, it's not. It's who? I'm talking about for the entire duration of our relationship. You still my sentiment, Apple.
Can we not mention those nicknames?
You talk about strawberry. Strawberry muffin.
None of those. Just don't mention any of them.
Like, why? Baby, you can't run from your past, beloved. I don't give a fuck who you become. You can't run from your past. I done got rich as a motherfucker. I'm still Eastside baby. This shit won't go away.
You know, it's not always safe to be an Eastside baby, you know?
I mean, no, nothing's safe, though.
Like, one day you gotta be something else.
But I'm all of that. No, the Eastside baby is never gonna go away.
Something else than a stripper, right?
No, fuck that. Okay, but you still move like a stripper when your body moves, though. You can't ever take that away. What I'm saying, what's wrong with it? I'm not ashamed of my past. I love my past and everything in it, except for some of them bitches. Fuck them bitches. But
I'm not ashamed of my past, but yes, I do wish that I did a couple of things differently.
I mean, that's human, though.
Yeah.
I wish I did things differently. Can I say something really controversial? Do you know how much easier it would have been if I would have just sucked dick? All y'all bosses suck dick. That's why I'm so far behind, because I just can't fucking do it.
Oh, hold on.
Some of your male bosses are sucking dick, too. Challenge me. These niggas ain't out here sucking dick in them, in them rooms.
No, I mean, no.
They sucking dick in the rooms. You been to Hollywood with me.
Yeah.
Your favorite bosses are sucking dick, bruh.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like,
it would have been easier if I sucked dick. I don't want to suck no dick. Hold on. Time out. No,
okay.
I love my hard life.
Okay.
I love my struggle.
You
don't
say that.
But
it's
I love
not easy
my struggle.
When you are sucking dick.
Well, damn.
No, shit.
Everybody knows
you
want to be. Because I can't get no
you
love.
You
want to
be one of them.
So, I can't get no love because I won't suck no dick. But y'all sucking dick, and they won't give y'all no love either?
No.
So, ladies, can we love each other? I'm going to end the episode right there. Ladies, we got to love each other. Listen, if y'all out here sucking dick and they still ain't loving y'all, let me suck some shit and love you too, bitch. That word. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I'll beat your ass. Not you. Not girls. I've never put my hand on anybody I love. If I don't love you, I don't know what to tell you. But I love you, cool. You can swing at me, throw my phone over gates, all kind of shit.
That ain't the worst that you've been through.
No, I didn't say it was the worst.
Because you done been through some other shit.
In this, so I can...
Oh my God, Cardio.
I swear to God, I was minding my business. Big volley, nigga. Bitches, you know they be beta males. Link for the 31, bet he won't fade it out. Bitch, nigga ducking me, know I'm a beta male. Bitch, I ain't Quavo, when you ain't my amigo. I see you, I'm taking off. Told the gang, bring his head, let me take it off. Try to run and fuck with him, just hold it down. Spin the block till you sure he won't make it out. Oh, you think that we enemies? How funny, all my enemies that I ain't got none. Oh, I think you just wanna be seen. Niggas be for a like a retweet. But I'm a Eastside baby, it be the murders and violence for me. Let them know I ain't playing with niggas. If I'm in my feelings, then really I feel like I'm sparing you niggas. Sucker free, different breed, so I don't relate to you niggas. And I don't do no relations with niggas. You fake as a bitch, so you never gon' feel us. Ain't a step, ain't spinning, ain't hitting shit. Yeah, I hear what you talking, but you a bitch. Ain't a step, ain't spinning, ain't hitting shit. I hear what you talking, but you a bitch. These millions be popping till I'm in the field now. 10 toes, it's a kill shot. Volley, volley, I'm the fucking goddess. Bitches talk about it, they don't be about it. Ruckus, hand me the strap, you know I'ma squeeze. I keep a bitch on the fucking knees. Keep a bitch at the fucking bank. Treat her like a scammer, I'ma wipe it clean. It's just me and my bitch, feel like Bonnie and Clyde. If it's up, then it's up, then you know that we slide. Tell them load up the truck, cause I'm ready to ride. Kicking the dough, get whatever's inside. Boss move, hit everything inside. Here come the reaper. I was sleeping, they woke up my demons. Lil nigga, I knew you was scheming. Go get my Drake on my slums and my ski mask. Try to run, bitch, I'm hunting you down. I'm blitzing. Red beam on your nose is blitzer. Ha. I fell in love with revenge just replenishing. Now records gon' finish him. I fell in love with revenge just replenishing. Now records gon' finish him.
Oh my God, Cardio.
touchdown, LAX pull up on me. All red Rari, she from Eastside Bumpton. I told her, shawty, what's bragging? Fuck me in the day party at the mansion. Oh, she'll go get her. I need more women. Party in a party if it ain't got a pole in it. Sit your bougie ass down, this ain't Ruth Chris. This Roscoe's Trap Kitchen on that roof shit. Oh, you ain't know it's still money over bitches, unless the money come with them. Shawty wanna kick it, one call to my driver, go get it. It's a party in the hills, come with me. Girl, I can make you a star. Rearrange, change who you are. Put you in diamonds and cars. Raindrop, hot box, give me head in the drop top. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket. These bitches ain't got no shame about it. They out here fucking whoever poppin'. She don't want you, she just want your pockets. Come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.
She out of pocket,
come get your main bitch, she out of pocket.